The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Fresh calls are being made for more action to be taken against scrambler bikes after a number of incidents at a park in West Dublin. Our chief reporter Barry White is with me now. Barry, where exactly are we talking about?
Hi Pat, good morning. Yeah, locals who live in Hartstown in West Dublin have told me, Pat, that the local park has been ruined by young people on scramblers, and especially during the last couple of weeks with the good weather. Now, this is a very popular park. It is used by young people who use the pitches for football training and GAA training. There's running groups who use the park. You have a lot of parents who take their children to play in the park, and local elderly people walk their dogs in the park. So a busy park. However, a lot of people are on edge in this area currently because of the amount of people who are speeding around on scramblers. And these people told me it's an accident waiting to happen, and it's happening every evening now.
All the time, yeah. All the time, the scramblers in the park here, yeah. And they come up behind you and you can't even hear them coming behind you. And they just whiz past you. They're not beeping any horn. No indications or anything to tell you there's a scrambler coming behind you. And then there's... what they have then is maybe two of them coming along. One whizzes past you one side, one whizzes the other. By the time you jump out of the way, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, carry on.
There's signs all over this park saying...
Nobody pays attention. No one pays attention to them signs.
So scramblers are banned from the park, but it's not enforced, should it be?
Should be a park warden here.
It's very frightening for people, that especially old people, because there's a lot of old people around this area. And you could see them getting nervous and everybody, and they pull their kids in and all off, and it's ruining it for people. As you can see, it's a lovely green area, and there's scramblers now coming in evenings because of the nice weather. They're going to destroy the pitches. They're going for the kids to go come out and play, which is very sad for the community. But there's nobody stopping. I mean, there's nobody willing. If me or a normal person went towards them, you could be run over.
I mean, the bikes are still
flying around the place, you know.
How often do you see them here?
Oh, every day. I mean, she's having two or three times a day. I guarantee if you stand here for a few minutes, a crowd over that side there seem to have motorbikes, scrambler-type bikes, you know. The park is mainly for children and the likes. It is dangerous.
It's dangerous, according to that man. But Barry, this isn't just an accident waiting to happen. Accidents have already happened.
Yeah, Pat, across the country there has been, unfortunately, many tragic accidents involving scramblers in Dublin and in other parts of the country in recent years. For example, just last year, a young man in his 20s tragically died following a crash involving a scrambler in Blanchardstown. And I suppose the fear here, Pat, is that there could be another similar tragedy. And I've been speaking to people who had near misses recently. Caroline McCann, who lives near Hartstown Park, told me that her son was almost hit by a scrambler. While Tony Wren, he's 80 years of age, he was also almost hit, while an elderly friend of his was actually badly injured after being hit by a scrambler in Hartstown Park.
I live very close to a park, a lovely park, 3 miles all around. Up to about 3 months ago, it was very, very safe. But now the hooligans and the scrambler riders have taken over it.
And how dangerous are the scramblers? You walk the park most days?
I'm nearly 80, right, and I'm on a walking stick. I have to look behind me all the time because the old hearing is not the best anyway, right? And if you happen to step out like that now behind you, good luck. You're gone and that's it, right?
Have you ever nearly been hit by a scrambler?
Oh, yes, I have, yeah. Oh, yes, I have indeed, yeah. But lucky enough, I wasn't.
And you think you should just be able to walk around the
park
and safety and peace?
For people to walk with their kids or their dogs. They shouldn't have to put up with bullshit, no.
And Tony, you actually had a friend who was hit as well?
I was indeed. He was badly injured. Came up behind him, smashed into his back. He went down the ground, lucky his head didn't hit the ground. Broke 3 ribs and fractured 2 more. He was wearing a mask, this guy. Gets back on his bike and bails out and leaves him there.
Do you think the scramblers should be banned then?
There's no question about it. No question about it. They are actually banned in there. And so are electric bikes.
They're banned, but it's not enforced?
Not at all, it's not enforced. In fact, you're not supposed to even cycle in there, according to the bylaws. But they don't enforce them. Simple as that.
Oh, it's daily. In fact, it's all day, every day. They just zip up and down at any time of the day. Mainly the evening time, but it's not unusual to spot them during the days.
Have you had any close calls? Because we've seen them whizzing around there. And there's plenty of people around.
Yeah, I've had personally 2 incidents. One while I was out walking my dog. they missed my dog by inches and scared the life out of me. And then 4 days later, I was out with my son, who is six. He was on his scooter. He was about 20, 25 metres away from me. And I saw them coming in the periphery. And I shouted at my son to stop. But obviously he couldn't hear me, so I started running towards him to stop. And when he eventually did stop, they missed him by less than a metre.
And how fast are these guys going on scramblers?
Oh, it could be up to 25, 30 miles an hour. They're not going slow by any means. It's quite fast.
So if they hit somebody, somebody is going to get badly injured?
Especially a child or an elderly person. If they hit them, you know, like there's grave danger.
And that's Carolan McCann there. And as we heard in that excerpt, the scramblers are actually prohibited from Hartstown Park, but clearly that prohibition is not enforced.
Yeah, Pat, the use of motorised vehicles is prohibited in Hartstown Park and other public parks throughout Dublin. But yet, as you heard there, this has not been enforced. And I saw it for myself yesterday evening. There were a couple of kids on scramblers whizzing around the park when I was there. The sun was out, the park was packed. So it's understandable why some people are on edge about these scrambler bikes. Now, according to the law here, Pat, certain scramblers are limited to off-road use only. However, if used in a public area, the rider must be 16 years of age, have an A1 category driving licence, wear a helmet and obey the rules of the road. Now, the kids I seen on scramblers certainly weren't wearing helmets. They were wearing masks, but they weren't wearing helmets. Now, I also asked Dublin City Council why the law wasn't being enforced here. Like I said, the use of motorised vehicles in public parks is prohibited. However, it doesn't seem to be enforced. Now, DCC say whenever scrambler bikes become an issue in public parks, they cooperate with Gardaí, and enforcement of this legislation is a matter for Gardaí. Now, I've been speaking to Sinn Féin TD for Dublin West, Paul Donnelly, and he says an anti-scrambler Garda unit needs to be set up.
This is a problem that I have raised constantly, and it's not something I've raised in the last couple of weeks or the last couple of months. It's something I've been raising for the last number of years, and that the use of scramblers is probably the one piece of law that the guards are not told not to enforce. You know, we have people who are riding these bikes, they're on our streets, they're on our parks, they're on our footpaths, and the guards are told they're not to chase them. And I understand that there is a safety element and a safety issue in relation to it. But unfortunately, we have to get over that, because there's also another safety issue, which is the safety of people who are here, who are trying to use the parks and trying to use the pathways and footpaths. So the guards have to come together, and they have to figure out a way of how we're going to deal with this, how we're going to tackle this. Because unfortunately, we've had people killed on these bikes. We've had people kill people on these bikes. So it's not that this may happen. This has happened, and I have no doubts that if it continues, it's going to happen again.
So like you say, this isn't a case of an accident may happen. Accidents have.
They have indeed. And, you know, just recently I had a report of a guy who's been injured in this park itself. And I've had another person who was on to us today in another park where a scooter hit a young child. So, you know, this is an issue that has to be addressed. And, you know, we can't bury our heads in the sand any longer and say that it's an issue, yes, but we don't know what to do about it. We do know what to do about it. There are anti-scrambler units in Britain, all over Britain, who are actively targeting these gangs and these young people who are using these scramblers. And I would say these young people, because they are young people, you know, and they're young people who are using the scramblers. But it's for their own safety. It's also to make sure that they don't hurt themselves. They don't end up in a coffin. So we have to challenge this. We have to get together. We have to make sure that the legislation is in place and that the resources are given to guards for things like an anti-scrambler unit.
And that's Sinn Féin TD for Dublin West, Paul Donnelly. Now, texts are flooding in. Scramblers are a scourge in the parks and on the roads in Finglas. No one seems to be able to do anything about what is clearly illegal behaviour. That's from Sinead in Finglas. Signs or park wardens have nothing to do with this. It's a matter for the Gardaí. These kids are not licensed. They're not insured. The bikes need to be seized and the kids prosecuted. This country is going to the dogs. No enforcement, no respect. We need a law and order revolution in the country. A small minority are running riot and they need to be brought to heel. That's from John. If this was to happen down the country, the community would come together and stand at the gate of the park in the evenings and stop them from coming into the park. While it's not their job and it should be policed by the Gardaí or Dublin City Council, why can't the community come together and do something about it? I went to visit my aunt's grave in Fingal Cemetery on Paddy's weekend. Young male on a scrambler doing loops around all the tiny paths around the graves at high speed, terrifying everybody. In the UK, police have off-road terrain motorcycles to pursue the culprits through forest fields, even beaches. That's from Jer in Limerick. And another one says the government needs to allow the guards to bump the scrambler drivers off their bikes, as they can do in the UK. Now, the Gardaí were given more powers when it comes to tackling scramblers, weren't they?
Yeah, in January, Pat, a new spontaneous pursuits procedure was ruled out by Gardaí here, outlining that officers could drive against traffic if it is safe to do so when chasing scramblers. The new procedure means pursuits no longer have to be automatically called off when a chase goes against traffic flow. Spontaneous traffic pursuits are now managed from a control centre and will determine if Gardaí are permitted to drive in the wrong side of a motorway or dual carriageway when they're pursuing a criminal. Now, Pat, scramblers are now just not being used by young people in parks. They're now used by criminals who are drug dealing, or criminals who are breaking into cars, or who are shoplifting. Scramblers are seen as perfect for a quick getaway. You can get through traffic easily, and that's why we see so many of them around now. Now, I've been speaking to Detective Garda Mark Ferris from the GRA, the Garda Representative Association. He's our spokesperson for Dublin Metropolitan Region, and he says Gardaí are not properly trained when it comes to chasing criminals and scramblers, even though they are now allowed to do so when going against traffic.
Scramblers previously were renowned for being used in parks, but now they're being used during the commission of a crime. We have a huge increase in bike theft and scramblers and car theft as well. These are generally young males, you know, who are goading Gardaí on scramblers in public roads, on public footpaths. And recently, we've had a change in a policy there in respect of managed containment to a spontaneous pursuit. It must be known that, unfortunately, there's no member of an Garda Síochána that's actually trained or authorised to pursue. And from working myself there in the area, practices have emerged in control centres where an automatic stand down from control in respect of any pursuit with a motorbike or scrambler takes place. And that's no fault with the control room operator.
Is there a fear amongst Gardaí if they pursue someone on one of these scramblers who has maybe committed a crime, that there's a risk that if the person on the scrambler gets injured, that the Gardaí could, or the guard could then be held accountable?
Yes, there is always a risk, and the pursuit driving requires active evasion and awareness of a driver's refusal to stop, and it requires a level of competency to engage while response driving. But Gardaí are governed under the ESDS, which is the Emergency Services Driving Standards. And that's the same as ambulance personnel. So the training that the guards have received is the same as the ambulance personnel. And you wouldn't put an ambulance driver into a patrol car and expect them to pursue criminals on scramblers. But from a training perspective, that's exactly what an Garda Síochána expect members to do. We have real genuine concerns regarding the lack of training and the suitability of patrol cars, given the prevalent nature of scramblers up and down the streets of Dublin. Unfortunately, we have lost Gardaí in incidents involving individuals who are dangerous and reckless road traffic offenders. So we are acutely aware of the dangerous nature of these incidents.
And there we have the Gardaí not trained to deal with it. Why do we always insist on trying to reinvent the wheel? If the UK have successful anti-scrambler units, just go over, learn from them, train the Gardaí accordingly and deal with it. I'll read you some of the comments, Barry, from Shay in Hartstown. I live beside Hartstown Park, and since the council changed the entrances into the park from a gate you pushed in and then pushed it behind you to get in on to open the barrier, now you can just walk straight through. This was changed to accommodate parents with prams to allow them easy access to the park, but it's also made it easier for the scramblers. A serving guard here, Pat, there's no way to address this issue. The moped crime issue only ended in London after the police were given permission, in fact instructions, to knock them off their bikes using cars. The problem then reduced 90% in 1 year. You can't stop them without risk of hurting them. You can't identify them because of the masks. Knock them off, seize the scramblers. We don't want high-speed chases in the parks either. Knock them off with a projectile or a big stick, or live with the problem. And that's the question. You know, a child, 16, knocked off a scrambler by a guard, that there'd be some lawyer queuing up to pursue the guard,
But I know people mention in the UK, they're the anti-scrambler unit in the UK, Pat, the police actually are on scramblers themselves, and they go after the criminals and scramblers and then they knock them off. And I think that's the reason it's been so successful there. The police in the UK use drones as well to follow the guys
but
on
also,
scramblers.
But also, I mean, if it is laid down in law that if you're offending in this manner, that you are taking your own life in your own hands and you are responsible. In other words, the prospect of litigation should be zero.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's a more serious crime and someone's, you know, using a scrambler for drug dealing or shoplifting or breaking into the car and using a scrambler as a getaway, then the Gardaí should be allowed to chase them.
It's not just scramblers. We have horses on our estate on the green where the children play, so we can no longer allow our kids to play there. It's council property and they totally ignore this antisocial behaviour. In the UK, police are allowed to knock them off the motorbikes with their cars. Who's buying these scrambler bikes? Underage drivers are the responsibility of their parents. Therefore, the parents should pay for any damage, pay the fines, and the bikes should be confiscated. Social welfare payments should then be restricted or stopped until the fines and the damages are paid for. That's from Lorna.
I was looking up the prices of these scramblers as well, Pat, because the kids I seen in the park looked about 14, 15. A 125cc scrambler costs €1,600. A 250cc scrambler can cost about €2,300. These things aren't cheap, Eiler.
I reported a bunch of kids on bikes directly to the Gardaí, and not surprisingly, the guard said there was nothing they could do about it as they had to catch them in the act. Well, I don't know what the evidential value is if you take pictures of these guys on their scramblers on your phone, bring it to the Gardaí station. Will they call it a deep fake?
Well, don't you know? I don't know. And there have been parks. There are parks for scramblers now as well in certain parts of Dublin, Pat. But when you use these parks, you have to have insurance for your scrambler. You have to wear a helmet. So I think that's why some people don't want to use these parks, Eiler.
There was a segment on a news talk last week about motorcycle theft in Dublin. The people stealing the bikes are the same people riding scramblers in parks. A small minority is causing the vast majority of the antisocial behaviour. This is a job for the Gardaí. These guys have no tax and no insurance, no driver's license. This is a Road Traffic Act issue and should be immediately dealt with as such and seized. They are not bikers and will never be accepted as bikers. No responsible, mature person would dream of driving a motorcycle in a public park. These people are feral. Barry White, our chief news correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.